Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A number of AIB mortgage holders this week discovered that they have been undercharged and face significant monthly increases due to a banking error. The issue was disclosed to the Tracker mortgage holders who were originally customers of Ulster Bank in a letter this week. For more on this, I'm joined by Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Charlie, very good morning to you. How much are people looking at potentially having their mortgages raised by?
Yeah, this is an extraordinary story, Philip. Another bank blunder. I mean, I've been covering banking for a very long time. I broke the Tracker story in 2009, the Tracker scandal story. But this is another one that takes your breath away. A section of the Ulster Bank Tracker customers who transferred over to AIB bought those mortgages, a book of them, about 32,000 of them, 32 customer accounts. And it seems that a section of them, we don't know how many, it's now been worked out by AIB, and why they didn't work this out earlier, that they have been undercharging them and that they're facing huge increases if they are going to clear the mortgage in the term that's left. So say somebody with a 10 years left to pay on their Tracker mortgage, they're paying about €1,000 a month, you know, and that's going up all the time with the ECB rate going up. But they're being told, oh, hold on a minute here, that's not going to clear that mortgage. So they got letters to say, you're going to have to pay €1,200 maybe. In some cases, one person I spoke to yesterday was told, your monthly amount is going to go up by €600 a month. And that's outside of any European Central Bank rate. €600 a month. And this person is livid, confused, annoyed, saying, you know, I'm not having this. I'm not standing for it. I'm just not taking it. This is just not good enough. And it's complicated a bit in this case because this person scrambled to get €50,000 together to try and pay that off the mortgage to keep the monthly payments down. And then they're told out of the blue, well, actually, no, your monthly payments are way under what they should be. So it seems an error was made by Ulster Bank in calculating repayments. This wasn't spotted by AIB when it was doing its due diligence when it bought the mortgage books. And so a section of people have been undercharged for years. It's extraordinary stuff.
Charlie, I assume that there's no presence of Ulster Bank still in the country anywhere that you can get onto and say, how on earth did you guys cock this up so badly?
Well, they are still here. They're still winding down. It takes a long time to wind a bank down. And there, as we can see, there's legacy issues here. The bank is still taking a Supreme Court case against a decision of the Ombudsman in separate Tracker issue where people were denied Trackers and reckoned they were entitled to them. The High Court found in favour of the Ombudsman. So they're still active in that sense. They're not taking in customers, but there's still issues to be dealt with. So, you know, Ulster Bank are looking at this. They don't know how the error occurred. I couldn't get a statement out of Central Bank. It's just extraordinary that a mistake is made by Ulster Bank. AIB buys the mortgages, doesn't seem to run a sample and test what it's buying and calculate the mortgage rates and payments and discovers later on there's a problem and just writes to people with this really crude letter saying there's a mistake here. You're taking the hit. It just seems extraordinary that Central Bank wouldn't be involved and say, well, hold on a minute here. There's other options for dealing with this. You could extend the term or just write to people and say, we're looking at how we'll deal with this. There has been an issue here. We're just not clear at the moment what we're going to do. It's just an extraordinary letter to get out of the blue.
Would AIB be out of pocket if they were to leave people's payments as they are, or did the price that AIB pay for these mortgages reflect what was being paid on a monthly basis to them?
Well, it seems that the price they paid didn't reflect this mistake because they didn't spot it until very recently. I mean, these mortgages transferred in January. There was it was cleared by the regulator, the competition authority, you know, the competition, consumer and competition protection commission. So it seems it was only spotted recently. So the price they paid didn't reflect this mistake. So if the hit is to be taken by the banking side, it should be something that's argued out between AIB and Ulster Bank, you know, and rather than just writing to people and saying, mistake was made here, you're going to have to take the hit. It seems very, very high-handed, and people are furious about it. They're really annoyed about it.
I'm sure they are. Now, Charlie, no slight on your good name and reputation, but it seems that the name Claire Byrne can elicit a statement from the central bank. I do actually have a line from them. Let me read it to you. Under the Consumer Protection Code, regulated entities must correct errors and handle complaints speedily, efficiently and fairly. When failures or breaches occur that impact customers, the central bank expects regulated entities to remediate and rectify without delay to ensure that customers are treated fairly and are put back in the position that they would have been had it not occurred. Okay, there's a little bit of wooliness there, a little bit of ambiguity about the interpretation, but that last line, that things have to be put back to a situation that they would have been had it not occurred, does seem to suggest that the central bank is on the side of the consumers here.
Well, it's interesting you got a statement from them, because I tried all day to get a statement
Claire
from
Byrne
the central
got
bank
a statement, not me.
They didn't send one to me, even though I raised this with them. They didn't seem to be aware of it. There is ambiguity there. You're right, Philip, because also that Consumer Protection Code, which is the regulation for how banks are supposed to operate, it also states that they have to, banks and other financial institutions, they have to act in the best interests of consumers. Now, yes, the mistake has to be rectified. The question is, the Consumer Protection Code is not clear on who takes the hit to rectify the mistake. And if banks have to act in the best interests of consumers, that leaves some wriggle room here for, you know, whether the bank takes the hit or whether the they expect the consumer to take the hit. It just seems that to have sent out such an insensitive letter without considering various options in August, when lots of people are away as well and they're away on the banking side, it just seems extraordinary and insensitive.
But what's even more extraordinary here, Charlie, is that it would appear at face value Ulster Bank can't do maths and AIB didn't bother doing due diligence when they bought this stuff.
Which is just absolutely extraordinary. This is the equivalent of you not being able to operate a microphone, me not being able to use a keyboard. I mean, this is what a bank's essential day-to-day bread and butter job is. You calculate interest. You know, mortgages are their big earner. You know, they should be competent and work out payments instead of coming back and saying, we miscalculated here. What do you mean you miscalculated? That's your job. And if you miscalculated, shouldn't you take the hit? Because that's your core competency. So absolutely extraordinary that banks are so incompetent that they get the calculations wrong on what's due on a mortgage and then expect the consumer to take the hit on it.
I have a statement from AIB as well. It's rather long, but I'll read you the pertinent paragraph, which says, we want to reassure those customers that they do not need to take any action. We will proactively engage with them in the coming weeks, well ahead of their October repayment, when the new payment is scheduled, to ensure that new repayment aligns with their expectations. In the meantime, there is no change to their monthly repayments in August or September. But that is saying you will be paying this new amount from October.
Exactly, yeah. You know, they made a big deal to me yesterday saying, oh, this doesn't come into effect in October, as if that makes much of a difference. You know, it's the fact that they're basically sticking to their line here. A mistake was made. You're going to have to cough up here to rectify this. So you know, I think this is a lot to play out on this yet. I just don't think it's going to rest at that. Okay. I don't think AIB will get away with this. I think the central bank will probably have to get its consumer protection unit going and intervene here.
And for the sake of completeness, the Ulster Bank statement doesn't really add an awful lot to the sum of human knowledge. It says Ulster Bank is liaising with AIB on some queries received by former customers who recently migrated to AIB. Some queries. Give me an idea again of the level of anxiety that has been expressed to you by people who have received these letters, Charlie.
Well, they're saying, I just can't afford this. I'm not standing for it. You know, it's disgraceful. It's a huge shock. That's the kind of thing people were saying. It came out of the blue. I was expecting a letter saying that my payments will go up by, say, €50. The letter saying it'll go up by double that. You know, these people have been used to mortgage rate rises from the ECB, and they know that every time there's a 0.25% rise, they know how much it is. It's usually a small amount, and to be told that it's a multiple of what they're usually getting, and just get this out of the blue, has absolutely shocked these people. And they're saying to themselves, "This is just not acceptable. This is not how things should be done. It's not very professional, to say the least."
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you very much.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.